We turn to sports here on KNKX, and the Pac-12 women's basketball tournament is being played at Key Arena through the weekend. One of the biggest names in college basketball, the University of Washington's Kelsey Plum, is a big draw. If Plum and the Huskies do well in this tournament, it will help their position in the NCAA tournament. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the team's chances for a national title run.
The UW women made it to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament last year. Art, can this year's team repeat the feat?
Well, I think it's entirely possible. Last year's team had 11 losses, and this year the Huskies are 27-4. They played the regular season very well and lost only to the cream of the crop. So it stands to reason that they're going to be even better, and they've got four seniors, including Kelsey Plum, the nation's leading scorer, and Chantel Osahor, the nation's leading rebounder. No team in NCAA women's history has ever had the top scorer and the top rebounder on the same team. They are a very potent force, and it's going to be, I think, a lot of fun because this year they're a target. Last year they were kind of a surprise. I don't think anybody thought that this was a national caliber team until they started knocking everybody off in the NCAA tournament, and they got very exciting very fast. I think this team is capable of a very similar run.
So they won't be a surprise in the NCAA tournament. And it was also no surprise that Kelsey Plum surpassed the record for most career points, but it was a surprise when and how she did it, right?
It was amazing. Last Saturday, I think no one anticipated what was about to unfold because she needed 53 points to tie Jackie Stiles to become the NCAA's all-time leading scorer. And she never scored more than 44, which is still quite a feat. And so everyone said, well, she won't get it during the regular season. We'll probably wait for the Pac-12 Women's Tournament at Key Arena. It didn't quite work out that way because she got 57 points. It was a remarkable display, and I think everyone was surprised that she did it. But again, it was the final regular season home game, and the fans just ate it up. It was a standing ovation, huge embrace of her and her feat over 4 years.
That's right. So she surpasses the record set by Jackie Stiles of Southwest Missouri State, 3,397 points. She's the Pac-12 Player of the Year. Let's find out a little bit more about Kelsey Plum.
Well, Kelsey is really a remarkable athlete because she's only about 5'8". Brittany Griner, the woman she passed for second in all-time scoring, is a 6'5 power forward. She can dunk, and that's not Kelsey's game. It's all about ball skills and will. And to be able to will a team at this level to as many wins as she has is a remarkable statement about her perseverance and her leadership.
So she grew up in California, and she was dreaming about playing for Stanford. Is that right?
That was her goal because the Stanford women's program has been preeminent. They've been very good for a long time, but they didn't even bother to recruit her. So she said, well, I'll take somebody else, and there was Washington. So the Stanford-Washington thing has been going on, including this year, the first women's basketball sellout in UW history. Stanford beat Washington 72-68. Kelsey had 44 points, but the rest of the team only had 24, and that's kind of the vulnerability of this team going into the tournament because they risk being spectators watching Kelsey score, and Washington could have trouble because everyone is on the lookout for Kelsey Plum, and that is going to be a pressure point, and other teams are going to see what Stanford did, and Kelsey Plum wants to pay Stanford back big time should they meet in the Pac-12 tournament or in the NCAA tournament. So there is going to be drama. If you're not doing anything, watch that Stanford-Washington game wherever they meet again because that's going to be a dandy.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.